Thank you for joining us for our daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Matthew 5, 23 and 24, in the Message translation. This is how I want you to conduct yourselves in these matters. If you enter your place of worship and, about to make an offering, you suddenly remember a grudge a friend has against you, abandon your offering. Leave immediately. Go to this friend and make things right. Then, and only then, come back and work things out with God. Make things right. The NIV uses the phrase, go and be reconciled. But the idea is the same. Easier said than done, because bruised or broken relationships are painful. Sometimes the blame is mine, and deep down I know it, but I'd rather ignore it. Sometimes the blame is on the other person. It's really and truly not my fault. Usually, though, blame is shared between two people. And there's hurt feelings, harsh words, and plenty of stubbornness to go around. Whatever the case, Jesus says reconcile. Make things right. Beatitudes echo in my mind. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Mending that broken relationship ASAP honors God more than any other act of worship. He's a God of reconciliation. He loves making broken things beautiful. At one point, my sin prevented me from having a relationship with God, but Jesus' willing and perfect sacrifice on the cross made things right. Jesus solved my sin problem. His death reconciled me into a restored relationship with a holy God. My sin had made me God's enemy. But because of what Jesus did, I can now be called God's friend. He reconciled you and me so that we might be ministers of reconciliation, says 2 Corinthians chapter 5. My job is to tell others how Jesus brought me into a right relationship with God and how He wants that for every single human being. But how can I go and be a minister of reconciliation to a lost world if I neglect to restore a relationship with a friend? John 3:16 is the message of reconciliation. God so loved the world that He sent His Son so that we might believe and not perish. What a merciful gift it is to be reconciled to God. Just like any parent, God is delighted when His kids love one another, when they get along like good friends. And when they don't, He wants His kids to forgive fast, reconcile, and make things right. Is there someone you need to show mercy to today? A relational divide that God wants you to reconcile and make things right? Jesus says, follow me. Be like me. I love reconciliation, making things new, making things right. Thank you for listening.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.